Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Look at 100 deals a day. I choose one.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles.
The most valuable commodity I know of is information.
Who is that girl?
I'm Taylor Riggs.
Taylor, what do you think of your new intro there?
This sounds awesome. I love the music. I'm pumped for this Wednesday. Let's do it.
You know, I saw a few minutes ago, Taylor Riggs, our guest from the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network, that the Dow is up, although the jobs data that came out showed an unexpected drop. Am I correct?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you why?
Please explain that.
Bad news is good news.
Okay.
Because it means the Fed is finally going to cut. We were at like 80% odds yesterday, and that number absolutely went up after this jobs number. Bad news is good news. The Fed has our back. They're going to cut interest rates next week. It's going to be a boost to the economy and, yes, to the stock market. And so we're sort of in this environment right now where bad news is good news, because that means that we're going to be rescued from the Federal Reserve. So, look, a lot of people, though, the worries why you have the S&P and the NASDAQ flat to negative, a lot of the concerns are the Federal Reserve is behind. By the time you get a negative jobs report, it's too late. The Fed should have already been cutting. So I expect to see a lot of this volatility where, okay, yes, they're cutting. That's good news for the stock market and for the economy. But are they too late? And how much pain do we have to go through before the Fed really starts to intervene and help? So we're kind of in that push-pull.
I can't wait till Scott Bessent gets in front of a microphone today. And I hope his message to the Fed people is, look, we were telling you this all along. What were you waiting for?
Yeah. So I love that you mentioned that. He is in front of a microphone.
Oh, is
he's speaking
good?
At the New York Times Dealbook Conference. And he literally just said, I had the headline cross the wire, that it's time for the Fed. Certain sectors of the economy have weakened. And yes, we need interest rate cuts. But he does highlight that the Fed chair only has one vote. You have a lot of other members on that Fed that get a vote. And I think now, obviously, they're going to be more in favor of a cut than not. That there's a group of them who all need to vote on this. I will say just one caveat, because we don't have the government report on jobs data, we're relying on the private sector ADP number. I just want to be really cautious. There is not a great correlation between the ADP report and what we typically get from the government. Now, we're not getting government data because of the shutdown, but this is all we have. But it's not always perfect. So I don't want to totally say, oh, my gosh, ADP number shows that we're having job losses and therefore the Fed needs to cut. But it's just the only data point that we have because we don't have the government data. But historically, there hasn't been great correlation with the jobs numbers and the ADP report. I just wanted to put that out there.
Taylor, I'm sure you were thrilled like I was to see this information about the Trump accounts, the Dell family donating all this money where they're going to put in $1,000 for babies.
Yes.
And they won't be able to take it out till they're 18, but you can invest, right?
Yes,
you and me, girl. We got to crank out more kids because it's valid till what, 2028? Like, what do you know about this? Because there was something I thought with the Big Beautiful Bill that was very similar, but it sounds like this is different.
Yes. Okay, so the Big Beautiful Bill that obviously was signed into law on July 4th of earlier this year does do that. No income qualifications, just allows you, the government, to invest $1,000 on your behalf. You may contribute to that, and then at the age of 18, use it for certain expenses like a house, higher education, a car, you know, whatever. The Dell family has done something very interesting where part of it is going to go to certain low income zip codes to help underprivileged children. And then they can also add a certain amount for people like you and me.
Okay.
But it is sort of a different program. What is interesting about this is there's a few headlines I've read this morning. This shows a really good pathway for billionaires to give away their charity. The Dell family has said, investing in our children, making sure, Scott Bessent has said this about the Trump accounts, making sure children have a stake in the outcome of the finances of America is crucial. This is one of the best ways to do that. Now, we could debate some of the things I don't like about this is it sounds like kind of those baby bonds where we were giving like a universal basic income feeling to it, which I don't love. That feels like a handout in socialism. But what I do love about this program is it teaches us about the importance of compound interest. So it is not $1,000 today that you're going to get when you're 18. It is $1,000 with a compound interest over 18 years that could balloon into tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars if you keep it invested over a long period of time.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say the reason that this makes sense is that there are people out there who've got the discipline to do this. The vast majority of people don't. So giving these kids this leg up where it's controlled by the parents, but the parents can't take the money out, but they can contribute to it if they want to.
Yep.
These kids are going to have a huge advantage 18 years from now.
Absolutely. It's like a glorified retirement account. But instead of investing when I get my first job at, 25, mm-hmm. I'm starting now when my child is born. And so I like that it really sets kids up for success. And we've been talking a lot about like this renter's economy versus an ownership economy. I want kids to be owners. I want them to have a financial stake in the success of America.
Right.
I want them to know compound interest, financial literacy. If I give $1,000 now, look what it can grow to in 18 plus years. How does the health of America impact the health of my livelihood as well? Look, affordability, and that word is the buzzword of the day, right? And so I think this tries to help solve that in many respects. So I love that it, is qualified for every kid between, 25 to 2028 if you're born. But they're not everyone is thrilled about this, though, I will say, because I think there's a lot of people without kids who feel like this is just another giveaway. It's going to cost another couple billion dollars, and we're already at $37 trillion in debt, and how are we going to pay for it? And so we could nitpick about those ideas, but overall, I actually am pretty excited about this.
I hope the parents, though, when the kid turns 18, then they would have the right to, the parents wouldn't be able to still take that money and spend it on their own.
Because the
child's 18, they'd be the only one. The only thing I feel bad about, Taylor, is my older son and your older daughter, right, who won't have that.
Yep. So that's where I think Michael Dell is starting to come in, where he's going to, part of his program is for kids under the age of 10 who don't qualify this, but there are certain limits in terms of a poor income and a poor zip code and all of that. Part of this is to solve the fertility crisis, but I don't think that that's actual, as you and I know, if the government gives me $1,000 to invest for 18 years, that's not going to be the reason I have another kid.
No.
Right.
That gives me like a week of diapers. But they're trying to get to the root problem about financial literacy and really helping kids feel like when they grow up at 18, they can't afford a house or they can't afford private, you know, a college education or a trade school or whatnot.
Well, people are just learning more about it, but you're right. It's eye-opening that somebody's willing to give away $6.25 billion. And there's so many other billionaires out there that have talked about giving their money away. Maybe they'll do the same thing, right?
And this is a pathway for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the great headlines I read, I think, on Bloomberg this morning is this donation shows other billionaires. This is a really good, tangible outcome where it's giving money directly. You're not funneling it through some charity where half of it goes to administration costs. Like, this is a real tangible outcome that people like you and me understand, know, can benefit from. And what I love about this is Michael Dell showed that is a private sector way to do it. If the government actually cut all of our taxes, you and I would be much more willing to give to charity, be much more willing to do things like this. NYU calls me and they ask for money. And I say, unfortunately, I can't because you've already taken half my money to the federal government.
Right.
If they did that, you know, I think more billionaires would actually be willing to do this and give directly to charity. So this shows a really, I think, important pathway for people to give directly if they want and if they feel called to do so.
Taylor, have a great week. We appreciate you. Thank you.
You too. My pleasure.
All right. We'll see you later. Taylor Riggs there, Fox Business, The Big Money Show. You can watch her there this afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On Fox. She's great. Love having her on here. But by the way, speaking of diapers costing so much, just a shout out to the Students for Life organization at Westminster Christian Academy. They used my truck yesterday to transport the results of their diaper drive. So they collected diapers and they dropped them off at Our Lady's Inn down in South City off Compton, where they have mothers with newborns who are down on their luck or, you know, lower income, and they need those diapers, which are incredibly expensive,
You
know, and wipes and all of that stuff. So we took all that down there and dropped it off yesterday, and they were very grateful
for that. That's really cool.
Yeah,
those moms will really, really appreciate that.
Yes, they will. You bet. All right. We'll be back here in just a minute. Great story about a veteran who just through the generosity of his community has just had $1 million basically handed to him. We're going to explain that when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.